today I'm going to be evaluating Paul O'Mahony's speech, which is entitled Diversity, Equality and Inclusion. Paul is on the presentation mastery pathway. For those of you who don't know, in Toastmasters we have a variety of pathways. It could be presentation mastery, it can be dynamic leadership, and there's a whole bunch of other ones too. So when you join Toastmasters, you get access to these pathways and the syllabuses and the informative content that comes with it. So Paul is on the presentation mastery pathway. He's on level 3, and he'll be delivering a speech entitled Diversity, Equality and Inclusion. Again, I'll repeat, a speech entitled Diversity, Equality, Inclusion by Paul O'Mahony.
I've never forgotten meeting Noosh in Anaheim in California last summer at the Toastmasters International Convention. I'd come from a week of mixing with Americans in California. I'd been up to San Francisco and a good deal of other places, and I found the reception by Americans on the street to be warm. They were curious about me and about Ireland, and it was exceptional, and it enhanced my impression of America very much. Noosh and I met at a Toastmasters International meeting, which had about 1,500 people at it. My goodness, what a testimony to the diversity of people that are to be found in Toastmasters. Absolute sense of respect for each other. Absolute sense of service to each other. Like if I went up to anybody, no matter what position they were in the organization, or what color their skin was, what religion they had, what sexual orientation, what gender they wished to be known by, any of these things, the same thing happened. I was welcomed into the conversation. And this, to me, was not unexpected, because I've been in Toastmasters since 2015. But it isn't what happens everywhere in the world. And my sister, Patricia, who lives in Michigan in the United States, met her husband, a white American, down in Lima in Peru about 40-odd years ago. One of her sons has been working in Honduras as the manager of an orphanage for children. A big orphanage, quite a demanding general manager job. Big leadership skills needed for it. She went down there to visit him a few years ago. When she came back, she almost was refused entry into the United States. She was questioned for hours. Well, she had 4 children born in the United States, married in the United States. But it was a horrific experience for her, and it was not a good experience for me listening to it. And I thought, oh my goodness, that's terrible. See, she was fine coming over and back to Ireland, but coming back from Honduras, that was a different story altogether. That story very much came into my mind this morning when I opened a message from my great friend Robert Neal, who's here, telling me why he didn't go to Boston, and he himself and his wife go to Boston for St. Patrick's Day. He didn't feel it was safe to go into the United States. I want not today to go into the politics of what has led to the current situation in the United States, but I feel that it's a sort of affront to the values that we stand for in this club. The values of welcoming people in, including them, valuing them, respecting them, and serving them as best we can. And the idea that my best friend and his wife couldn't go to spend St. Patrick's Day in Boston, it horrified me. I mean, theoretically, I knew about it in my head. This kind of thing is going on. Life for Canadians has changed radically over the last period of time. But for it to be personal gave me an idea for this club. I would love us to have a meeting at which all of the speeches, the prepared ones and the impromptu ones, are about personal experience around the issues of inclusion. And by that I mean that you get an opportunity to speak as politically as you like, to express your values, to express how you feel about inclusion in your country, perhaps in other countries, but that the whole meeting be devoted to this theme, and that it be about passion and interest and commitment. And this, in a way, is my commitment, asking you, please, let us have that kind of a meeting. Now, in Toastmasters, we are absolutely permitted to talk about sex, politics and religion. No question about it. Take that message away to anybody who doubts it. In this club, we are respectful in the way we speak. We know, I know right now, there could well be somebody here who is totally in favour of excluding people from your country. I don't know. But the one thing I do know is, in Toastmasters, there will be respectful listening, curiosity, there will be no animosity. And in this club, there will not be any animosity when we speak about our feelings. It's so important, isn't it, to be able to express what you feel strongly about here in meetings, perhaps simply as a practice for what you're going to do outside in the wider society and the bigger interests you might have in changing the way people are included in your part of the world. But also maybe to build on the sense of camaraderie, the sense of collegiality and the sense of comradeship in having the shared values that we do share. So my suggestion, for which I seek support, is that we have a meeting exclusively on inclusivity. Back to you, Toastmaster.
Let's give him a round of applause. Because we are going to have a meeting exclusive on inclusivity. And yes, Paul, I agree with you. It is important that we speak about our feelings. Don't bury it, don't hide it. All we have to do is be respectful to the other person. And we should also be respectful to ourselves. So if there's something we need to speak